53-year-old Melvin Parson and his first of what he hopes will be several employees unload a recently harvested batch of fresh organic kale behind Zingerman's Roadhouse in Ann Arbor.
We've got some red Russian kale, 15 pounds of it, and we've also got 15 pounds of lacinato kale and green curly kale as well.
Parson, originally from Detroit, has come a long way in his personal journey after spending more than a dozen years in and out of prison and ending up in a treatment facility after becoming addicted to alcohol and cocaine. That's where he said he had a spiritual awakening.
Something in my spirit told me that, hey, Melvin, if you want to get your act together, you can't go back to Detroit. And I didn't know where I was going to go. I just knew where I couldn't go. And amazingly, that same day, three of my peers individually came and mentioned to me about a town called Ann Arbor.
In the spring of 2014, he inherited a small farm in Ann Arbor from a friend who had passed away the winter before. That sparked an interest in farming and led him to the Ann Arbor Farmers Market.
And I'd be down there for an hour trying to figure out what a radish was or a zucchini or turnip. And I'd see nobody that looked like me. And then I looked around at the people who were selling me my food and they didn't look like me either.
Focusing on the importance of diversity, Melvin Parson created We the People Growers Association, putting him on a new path with a deeper mission.
Organic food or healthy food is becoming priced in a way where people on a lower socioeconomic scale don't have access to it. What's really sad is that, let's say 100 years ago, 96% of what African Americans did somehow centered around agriculture and farming. And now I think maybe 6% of this country's farmers are African American.
The garden Parson first inherited was a 13-by-9-foot raised patch of produce in Ann Arbor, but he has now expanded to a half acre of farmland and is growing organic produce behind the Grace Fellowship Church House of Solutions in Ypsilanti Township's Sugarbrook neighborhood.
What you see right now to the left of us is all peppers. They've been, as you can see by their staggering, they've been planted at different stages.
His goal is to staff his world-class urban farm with several dozen employees who have all at one time been incarcerated in hopes of putting them on the same road to redemption as he is. He recently hired his first such employee, Emmanuel Tyus, who spent 5 months in the Washtenaw County Jail. He says he sees this job helping out with the urban farm as a springboard opportunity.
When I was suddenly arrested right there, you know, it just turns your life upside down. I lost my job. I lost my place to live. So I had to go out and reacquire a Social Security card and things like that to make myself presentable to prospective employers. This job is, like I said, a springboard. But I feel that helping out this cause is beneficial for both the cause and myself. You know, it keeps me humble and grounded.
Melvin Parson says he wants We the People Growers Association to be what the name implies. And he says that takes community, diversity, and hope.
I've got a lot of hope. I'm hoping for a better world. I'm hoping for humanity to step up and show all of these wonderful things and that it could be. I've got a lot of hope for building a world-class urban farm.
Thanks to the many restaurants in Ypsilanti and Ann Arbor now buying his fresh-grown organic produce, he has outgrown his current garden area and has his eye on another larger piece of property about a mile away. Melvin Parson says he's grateful for all the community help and support he's received and hopes he's making a difference in bridging the disconnect between ourselves and our food, ultimately making healthy food affordable and accessible to everyone. And personally, he says he's never felt better.
I feel very empowered, in a sense, to give back in some sort of meaningful and impactful way. I feel like Superman, and I say that with all humility.
Lisa Berry, 89.1 WEMU News.